Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Highs of 89 today and dry like it has been. Same thing for tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day. No chance for showers really until Wednesday, and the lawn is getting dried out. But it grew so much during the summertime, and I got so tired of cutting grass, I'm letting it. Dublane joins us now. Walter Dublane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at UNO, my alma mater. How you doing, Dub?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. I'm fine.
Let's talk about this federal shutdown and Obamacare tax credit. Whenever you say Obamacare tax credit, it generates, some kind of political reaction, or you could call it Affordable Care Act tax credit. Explain to me what that is, please. Oh, the premium tax credit, I guess, especially.
Right. The Obamacare, it did two main things to try to get more people with insurance. One is they expanded Medicaid. You know, John Bel Edwards did that in Louisiana, which put another 400,000 to 500,000 people onto Medicaid.
Boy, wait, let me just jump in for one second, Dub. To be factual about that, that was like you get three federal dollars for every one you spend, or was it even more than that?
Well, it's more than that. For the newly enrolled, the federal government paid for 90% of the thing. That the state only had to come over 10%. So for every dollar the state of state money we spend, we get nine federal dollars.
That's what I thought it was, but I wasn't sure. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but that went to people that are up to 126% of the federal poverty line. If you are slightly above that, let's say that's around 32,000-33,000 for a family of four. If you made 35,000 to 36,000, then you probably still couldn't afford insurance, but you'd be left out. So he created these individual market, which again allowed people. Now again, if people couldn't get insurance through their employer, they were gig workers or self-employed or other things like that.
Small businesses.
Small businesses, exactly. They could then go buy individual insurance policies through private companies, but they were heavily subsidized. So the people in that range, from about 35,000 to 45,000, could pretty much get insurance that was premium free. They didn't have to pay any premiums for it. Then, as you went up the income level, up to 400% of the federally poverty line, which again is around $90,000-$100,000 income, then the subsidies kind of went away. Well, then came the COVID, and during the pandemic, we had a couple of laws that enhanced those credits, which extended it to more people with higher incomes and also subsidized higher up the income ladder. So people making $50,000-$60,000 were getting basically premium-free insurance. That enhancement, and they did it through tax subsidies, but that's a technicality. It basically, pays for the insurance. The enhancement.
It was a credit, a tax credit, Dub, is what it was?
Yes, a tax credit, exactly.
Which means not, and for people that don't know, it's not a deduction, it's a credit. It comes right off. Go ahead.
It's a credit, yes. Yeah. That, which is important. You're right, that's an important point. But those enhancements expire at the end of 2025. So the question is, what will happen to people? The estimates are that all of a sudden insurance that has been heavily subsidized, you can still buy it. It's just a lot of people now won't be able to afford it because the premiums have been heavily subsidized under Obamacare, and even more so under Biden's policies during the pandemic. And so there's an estimate that says in Louisiana about the number of uninsured might increase by as much as 20% because of people that could still qualify to buy insurance but won't be able to afford it because of the subsidies going away.
So when we talk about the subsidies going away, can you break it down to what income group would be affected and how many people, percentage of population that would be?
Well, I don't have the exact breakdowns.
But roughly.
I was trying to get that. The best I could find was that about, that the unemployment rate, the uninsured rate will go up. Now, it amounts to the people, basically it's going to be the people still down at the very low end of the scale, the original Obamacare, would still get pretty much free premiums. It's really when you get people up to the middle income areas, $50,000-$60,000, will then be losing some of their subsidies, and their prices will go up, and they're taking, some people will say, well, I just can't afford that, and they'll stop buying insurance.
Is that 50 or 60 household or individual, Dub?
We're talking about that. I'm using that number as a family of four.
Okay.
Obviously, for individuals, the scales are a little bit different, but I find it an easy reference point.
Sure.
Whereas, so people in that range, for a family of four, if you're a single person, then, you drop that down considerably.
Let me take a break, and we'll pick it up here when we come back because we've got to stop for traffic. One takeaway I had from this article I'm reading was that people, mandate aside, because we all know what happened with the mandate, right? But it would seem as though that if insurance was affordable, that people would buy it. And people are buying it, but if this goes away, then that means it's not going to be affordable and people aren't going to buy it. And then we'll talk about what happens, because nothing's free, right? Somebody's got to pay for something. We'll talk about that when we come back. Dub Lane is our guest, Walter Dub Lane, an associate professor of economics and finance at my alma mater. I'm proud to say UNO, and he's our go-to guy when it comes to things as it relates to the healthcare industry economically. 621 traffic, WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Walter Dub Lane, associate professor of economics and finance at UNO, my alma mater. And we're talking about if the Obamacare Affordable Care Act tax credits go away, they were expanded during COVID. About 92,000 people in Louisiana could lose health insurance that they are currently, Dub, correct me if I'm wrong, paying for, correct? But it's subsidized.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Right.
They
have to pay. The way that it works is that the key word in the law is affordable. And what it said was that nobody should, the applicable people shouldn't have to pay more than about 9% of their income for their premium. And so that's whatever the premium was, the Fed basically paid the rest of your premium. You only had to pay 9%. The expansion that happened during the COVID reduced that number from 9% down to, I think, 6 or 7%, something like that.
So I guess what I said before,
got the subsidy went up.
What I said before the break is, to me, what I took away from this is, forget about mandates about having to buy insurance, although I get the actuarial part of that and the money part of that, but it seems like people will buy insurance if it is affordable. Is that a misnomer, or is that a mistake on my part to think
that? No, that seems, I would say that's correct.
Okay, so along those lines, let's say these people do lose their insurance coverage, nothing's free, what happens then?
Well, again, then they don't get their primary care, and they, you know, go to the emergency room when they're sick, the rest of us end up paying for it in higher premiums for our Blue Cross type of policies. That's how it usually gets passed along to everybody through higher premiums.
Because I get a text that says the subsidy that President Biden put on during the pandemic should end. The pandemic has been over quite a while now. But this is not about the pandemic. This is about making health care. I just want to keep people focused on what we're talking about here. This is about making insurance affordable for people, correct? Not necessarily about the pandemic. This was a side effect.
I would say that is a correct statement, is that the original Obamacare was intended to make it affordable. The pandemic, because of COVID, all these other things, wanted to say, well, let's make it more affordable. So that's why those were temporary. So for those to go away, I'm not saying that's a bad policy. It's just saying if they do, we can predict that a lot of people will not be able to buy insurance anymore.
So I guess what I was trying to write
about a subsidy is really a partially a political question. But it is true that the enhancements were done because of the pandemic, and the pandemic is over. So there is a logic that says that, yes, so those subsidies should go away.
But you could also say that as a result of that, we found that if insurance is affordable with an additional subsidy, that people will buy it, to wit, 92,000 people in Louisiana. And if that goes away, then these people will not have insurance, will not buy insurance, which means then they go to the emergency room and then you and I wind up paying for that. Accurate?
Yes.
Okay. That's the only point I was trying to make, that it was an offshoot of COVID, and I get the logic of, okay, it was put in effect for, it was almost discovered by serendipity. Would that be accurate?
I don't know. You could argue it a couple different ways. Some conservatives were saying that the progressives and the Democrats are always looking to, give away more stuff, and this was just an excuse to give away more stuff.
But either way,
ways of looking at it.
Either way, people still are going to seek health care when they're sick, and somebody's got to pay for that. So if they go to the emergency room, which is the most expensive delivery system, that cost gets passed along to those that are currently maybe insured. That's accurate?
Yes, but indirectly, yes.
One way or the other, I guess is what I'm saying.
And part of it, though, but remember that part of it is that, yes, some of those costs will be shared in terms of higher premiums for everybody else, but most of it will be shared by people who are sick and don't get the help they need.
Right. And then the other side of it is that with federal subsidies, we're paying for it that way as well.
Right.
Okay. And maybe the end result is that if we pay for it and people are healthier, maybe it's better. I don't know. We'll see. 6:30. Thank you, Dub. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms. rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.